He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 518, I believe. Interesting show for you today. Some very esoteric apps, if you will. I think you'll enjoy those. And I have a gadget that's weather-driven. So we're going to take a look at that in just 1 second. And, of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my email. So if you have a gadget that you like, let me know. If you have a gadget that you or a product that you want me to review, just drop me a line. And I will answer all my email. And yes, if you have a tech question or want to know how to fix something, or you may want some advice on buying something, just let me know and I will absolutely try to get back to you. Okay, let's take a look right off the bat at the gadget of the day. It's an interesting gadget, if you will. We all like to dibble and dabble with the temperature. And I have one or two units in my house that have a little probe outside, and the gadget itself, the monitor is inside. So I get both the outside temperature and the inside temperature in that particular room. Well, if you have a larger house, or if you want to know what the temperature outside is and the temperature in your kitchen and the temperature in your bedroom and the temperature in your living room, this is the device that you would want to use. This is a Oriya, O-R-I-A, indoor-outdoor thermometer. And here's the kicker. This has three sensors. It's a digital hydrometer, thermometer. It's a temperature humidity meter, if you will. And it will tell you, obviously, the humidity, but it will monitor three different areas. So you have three sensors, and you can put them inside and or outside, or any combination thereof. It's LED backlit, it's wireless, and it's kind of a neat device. I actually enjoy it. In terms of cost, it used to sell for $46, and then it went down to $32. And now if you click this little button here, this little coupon, you can save at least at this point another 5%. So that brings it way down, and for that kind of money, it's actually worth it. They have a bunch of different colors that you can choose from. Don't really matter. It's all going to do the same. And they have different devices that you can buy. Some are wood, some are not. It just depends what you want. I actually have the white one. Let's see, that would be right here. So what it does is it simultaneously will read hydrometer, humidity, and temperature. As you can see here, there's three different sensors, 1, 2, 3. You can put them both inside and outside, wherever you want. They're on channel, so it's channel 1, 2, 3. You assign what channels you want where. They say it's a large LCD screen. It's not really that large. It's about 2, maybe 3 inches. We'll take a look at it in a second. So it's not ultra large. It's not like the clocks I showed you a couple weeks ago, that's for sure. And it will show you indoor temperature, as I said, outdoor, humidity. Handy things to know for sure. And what I like about it is it's got a little kickstand on the back of it. You can mount this on the wall, and it's certainly easy to read, and it's small enough to pretty much put it anywhere that you want. So let's take a look at the device. This gives you all the poop on it. The only thing I don't like about, well, let me show you. Let's take a look on camera too. As you can see, here are the devices. You have channels and they're labeled 1, 2, and 3. You need to know that because you have to set these up in sequence. The directions tell you that. Speaking of the directions, this is what you get inside the package. Not even worth showing the package. It's a little box. You don't know what's inside of it. It's not even labeled. But this shows you in great detail how to set it up. It's fairly simple. Here is your main display device, with you, if you will. And on the top, you can see that it has the minimum temperature, the maximum temperature. You can put the light on if you so desire. And also you can click the channel button right here. And that will tell you which channel you're on, 1, 2, and 3. So that's nice. Also on the back, again, another nice feature is you can do centigrade or Fahrenheit. That's a nice button. And it's nice. You just click that. Here's the little place where you would hook it on the wall if you want. And there's also, as I mentioned, a little kickstand right here that will lean the device back. So all that's well and good. Now here's the part that makes me a little crazy. And there's no way around this. I get it. Right here is your batteries. And this takes 3, 1, 2, 3 pen light batteries, AAA batteries. So no big deal. You put 3 in there. But, you know, you got to understand that you got to ignite the sensors also. So each sensor, and these are what the sensors looks like. There's no adjustments on these whatsoever. You're just going to put the batteries in here. Each sensor takes 2 batteries. This is the airflow where it actually flows into the device and reads the temperature. So if you add the batteries up, okay, you need 2, 4, 6 plus 3, you need 9 AA batteries, 9 AAA batteries. That's a lot of batteries, and I'm assuming, I don't know how long these last. I just hooked mine up, so we'll see. But it's a lot of batteries, but it is what it is. If you want the sensors, you got to power them. And they're not solar powered, which is a whole nother discussion. So let's put these back together, and we will take a quick peek at some of the specs of this device. So there it is. It's a nice little unit. It works real well. No question about that. So one of the things you need to remember is the batteries are going to run out eventually. Also, if you place the sensor unit directly in the sun, you're going to get an erratic or an erroneous reading. So keep in mind that you kind of want to put these not in the sun, in the shade. It also recommends, which I think is weird, that you don't put them in direct outdoor contact where they can get wet, which seems strange, but they're all like that. So you want to put this under the eave or on a windowsill, something like that, to protect them so they don't get wet. I don't know how it's going to work in the wintertime. We'll find out. But right now, it's a very nice device. I like it. And the thing that's nice is I can have one on the front porch, one on the back porch, or bedroom, living room, studio, whatever you want. And always interesting to see what the temperature is and also what the humidity is. Now, of course, in Arizona, there's very little humidity. It's just insanely hot. As a matter of fact, once in a while, I kid you not, I actually run a humidifier in the house to get some water in the air because it is dry. In fact, I have furniture, wooden furniture, that's actually cracking because there's no moisture in the air, believe it or not. It's a really strange type of event because you don't expect wood to crack, and it's good furniture, but it's so dry it cracks. I have chairs that are cracking, so you need to polish the stuff here and keep moisture in the furniture a lot. Never noticed that before until I moved to Arizona. When I lived in the Boston area, humidity was not an issue. In fact, you try to get rid of the humidity. All right, let's take a look at some apps of the day. These are not your normal apps. You're not going to find these unless you know they exist. And that's the beauty of the show. We always bring you, let's get this camera too out of my head here. There we go. These apps you're not going to know exist unless you watch the Gadget Professor show. And that's the problem with new apps. You don't know that they're out because they don't have huge advertising budgets. So I'm constantly on the lookout and have a lot of email feeds and manufacturer feeds that come into me, so I try to keep aware of all the cool stuff that's apps. So our first app is called Insight Browser. I have now switched to the Insight Browser primarily for the iOS operating system, although I know it will work on the Android operating system also. This is a really nice browser. It's the first iOS browser with mobile extensions. I like that. Explore hundreds of mobile extensions to build your own powerful no-code extensions with a few taps. With Insight, build your own search engines, which is nice, and handy tools for your favorite site. What's nice about this is it's going to block even the websites and those ads that are unblockable. It will do that. Plus access to the best blocker in the mobile industry, including the ability to block ads on Google, Facebook, and Amazon. Right there, there's enough to use this app, and it's free too. Has a phenomenal search engine. Search once and swipe between multiple search engines. Never worry about not having the right extensions. They suggest it automatically to you. That's very helpful. Distraction-free reading. With the reader mode, you get the most beautiful reading experience possible. You're not going to get the ads and all the clutter. I noticed now on Flipboard, which one of my favorite apps, there's an ad here. There's an ad there. You can't even read the damn article because you got ads and pictures blocking everything. And I spend all my time Xing this out, Xing that out, and I don't quite hit the X, and the whole page goes to another page. Those ads are driving me out of my skull. This one really controls the ads, and there's a bunch of other things that it does, and also it's a very private type of browser. I think it's worth at least a look to load it on and see if it appeals to you. I do like it. Insight Browser, totally free. Okay, our next app is the Wallpaper and Background app. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned a real nice app on the Android system for backgrounds, and I got two emails saying, hey, it doesn't work on the iPad. Well, you know, what about backgrounds for that? Well, here you go. This is the Wallpaper and Background app. They're really nice. The Wallpaper app produces never-ending stream of stunning wallpapers. Now, this, folks, will work on any device, so don't say that it only works on the iOS and doesn't work on this. Works on everything. Everything. It's a good app. Check it out if you like some interesting and changing unique wallpapers to break up the monotony. This is nice. 20 different styles, endless colors, stunning computer-generated abstract art. Yeah, you'll like this one. It's very soothing and very pleasing, and it's continually changing, and I like that. All right. Our next app of the day is called Downtime Organizer. The name of the app is specifically Sofa. Now, this is a real nice app. I love the name Sofa because it conjures up sitting on the sofa, relaxing, all that kind of stuff. So what this will do, it's a free app. Obviously, the free apps, as all of them do, have in-app purchases if you so desire. But this is where you will be able to organize your stuff, your pile of stuff that you want to do. Specifically, it creates lists of books, movies, TV shows, podcasts, music, videos, all kinds of things. You know, the place in your home where you put things and deal with your stuff. I have a stack. It's so bad I can't even show it to you on camera. I'm looking at it now. Oh my God, I got to get through that in the next day or two. I hope I can. More organized than your notes app. Keeping this list of notes can become incoherent and a mess. Soft organizes and brings sanity to all your stuff and how you spend your downtime. It allows you to create lists, groups. It has iCloud syncing, so as you go from device to device, this list will follow you. This sofa list, if you will follow you. It has a history, so if you forget what you did 2 weeks ago or what you wrote down, you can go find that. And it's very nice. You can come across interesting books. It suggests things to do in random times. It's an organizer. It keeps list of your activity, detail, yak, yak, yak. Very good. 4.7 stars out of 5. So if you're looking for an all-around visual organizer, I would take a peek at this. It's very well done. It's very nice. And if you really want to get into it, there's some other in-app purchases that you can buy that are kind of almost worth the money. Yeah. Okay, this next app is something that I absolutely love. I've been using this for about 2 months now. I really enjoy it. It's called Net News Wire. This is an RSS reader. Basically, what this will do is send you feeds continually around the clock on things that have of our interest to you, whether it's tropical fish or news about Cuba or whatever it may be. And NewsWire is a free, NetNewsWire is a free open source RSS reader. It's absolutely it's absolutely fast, stable, and totally accessible. What this will do is it will give you direct downfeeding, syncing with Feedly, which is another good one, multiple accounts. Basically, any type of news or information that you want, your hobbies, your interests, you will actually type those in there. It will go out and find stories that are related to that continually, and it's always updated. It's really nice, 4.8 stars. Out of 5. That's an excellent, excellent rating. I think you will really enjoy this. As I said, I've been using it for a few months now, and it's spectacular. I really like it. Now, this next app is a lot of fun. You've seen all of your friends have these GIFs that are animated, and like, where do they get this stuff from? Do they create it? Well, most of the time they don't create it. They select it from a library. Many times, if they have a good photo or whatever, they will create their own. Thus, the app called GIFwrapped. I love the name. It's so cute. This is a free app, and collect your GIFs, or GIFs as the people call them. Share them, love them. If you're a GIF connoisseur, then you're going to like this app. You can use the Cloud or Dropbox to add new GIFs and sync it to your collection. You can use bundle messages to share your apps. You can drag and drop GIFs and mass GIF wrap them. So it can put multiple images together. What's nice about this, and this is where I think you're going to like, is it finds new GIFs using Giphy powered search. Just bang out the phrase like cat or lumpy space princess and be prepared for the pure awesome stuff to rain down from the heavens. So it's going to show you all the ones that are available for free out there. So you can look like a real artiste with these GIFs just by using this app. It's really nice. I know you're going to like this app, and try it out. It's free. If you don't like it, hit the delete key and it's gone. Doesn't cost you anything, but if you want to spruce up your Facebook page or certainly your text messages, this is an app that will do that for you. Now, this next app is interesting. It's called Infuse 7. There was a 5, 4, I think there was a 6, but this is a free app. Of course, there's in-app purchases. What's it do? Well, ignite your video content with Infuse, a beautiful way to watch almost any video format on your iPhone, Apple TV, or Mac. No need to convert files. Infuse is optimized for the Mac OS 11 with powerful streaming options. You can track sync, you can use AirPlay. Basically, it's a video player. I have not found a format that this won't play, and it does it instantly. Really, really nice. I'm going to give you another standard option in a second, but try this out. I think you're going to like this. What's nice about this is you can stream from other devices. So, for example, if you have a system where you store your files on a server, like I do, I use a Plex service, I use a DS service, on different NAS drives that I have. Basically, they're storage drives that I have set up on the cloud. And if I want to stream a video or whatever, I just go onto my TV set. I will use Roku Box to dial into that specific service and just select the movie I want and click a button, and it plays wherever I am in the world or whoever I would happen to give that IP address to. So again, it's shared on the cloud. Anybody who has username and password and the IP address can access that cloud. So what's nice about this is if I want to play this on my, let's say my iPad, for example, play a movie, and the movie is set on a MKV file on the server and you don't have a player that is MKV compatible, it won't play. It will just be blank and you pull your hair out. This knows that it's that type of file, automatically converts it for you instantaneously, and away you go. MKV, AVI, MWV, MTS, which is a rare crazy format with Apple ISO. ISO, it actually plays an ISO file? Yeah, it does. So this is really nice. Check this out. It is totally free. Very, very nice. And if there are people out there who use Kodi, this is a must-have. It just knows what the file format is, and boom, away you go. And what you can do if you're following me is if you pick off a movie that you want to watch, okay, let's just say you're using Kodi and it's in a crazy format, you use this app on your iPhone or your iPad, and then you can just screencast it to the TV, and boom, you're all set. So nice app. Now, of course, the other alternative, and I've mentioned this a couple times on the Gadget Professor show, is this VLC. Now, I use the VLC player on my Mac, definitely on all my Windows machines and on most of my mobile devices. This is frequently updated. Pound for pound, this is one of the best. I don't want to say it's the best, but it's one of the best. There is no the best video player for your Android operating system and or your iOS operating system. This is really a nice seamless player. VLC is for iOS or any other platform. It's a media player. It works real well. It will work with Dropbox, G Drive, iCloud Drive, iTunes, pretty much any service that's out there. And it's really nice, and it's my go-to standard player, if you will. Although from time to time I will go back, quite frankly, if VLC can't play it, and I'll use this Infuse 7 because, quite frankly, that may be a little bit more powerful today. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.